Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, March 31st, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mayloff, here. In part two today at 4:30, we're going to talk to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters assistant GM Jake Adams. We're talking baseball in a little bit. Right now, we're talking democracy with our good friend Trent Miner, Wood County Clerk. Trent, always good to see you. How you been?
Great, thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I right out the gate, I have to thank you, everybody, all the staff, all the people you work with, Trent, and the things that you guys do on a daily basis, let alone this time of year and how things can be. I greatly appreciate what you guys do, back what you guys do, support you very much, and always appreciate you coming in, handling my silly questions and some of this. Trent, one of the things that I like to do is be able to put people in your shoes and your staff's shoes. Can you tell us what a day in the life is like this week or leading into tomorrow and election day?
Sure. Actually, we're kind of closing in on it. You know, tomorrow, of course, is the big day, but we've been at this now since December, preparing for this election, working with the different municipal clerks and getting their candidates certified and onto the ballot, getting through that spring primary, getting that certified so that we had candidates for this race. So tomorrow kind of brings it all to a head. Today, we're kind of fielding questions from our municipal clerks. Our municipal clerks are busier now, get out, getting those polling locations set up, ready to go for a nice, smooth election day tomorrow. And it looks like the weather's going to hold for us. It's not supposed to snow until late tomorrow night. So I think we're off for a good election day tomorrow.
One thing that I appreciate about our fellow Midwesterners is how, however the weather is, we treat it like the post office, rain, sleet, snow, we're getting out there, we're voting. It is nice to Mother Nature to give us a little bit of break. We've got two bad days of weather. The one nice day is Election Day.
And we'll take that.
Yes,
we'll absolutely take that. What's been a little bit different this time is the amount of in-person absentee voting that we've seen the 2 weeks prior to Election Day. It's been busy, to put it mildly. It actually reminds me almost of a presidential. At this point, I'm not sure what to tell you what for turnout, whether or not all these people that voted in person are not going to come to the polls tomorrow, of course. They've already voted. But does that take away from the voter tomorrow, or is that going to be in addition to? So it'll be very interesting to see how tomorrow all lays out for us. Because really right now that in-person absentee is really being embraced by no matter what side of the aisle you are politically, that is being embraced with both arms. So we've seen a big turnout in that in-person absentee voting. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out tomorrow.
It feels like almost any walk of life, whether talking about your work life or sports or any of these things, more and more people are looking for that. So I guess it shouldn't be surprising, but it was a little to me to hear that.
That's interesting. It does surprise me. It used to be, boy, you got to be there on election day. And the absentee voting process is really being embraced. And there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely. Any way we can get them to vote, we're all in on that. There are security procedures in place for that to happen. Wisconsin has good laws out there. So we're looking forward to seeing how that all plays out tomorrow.
Speaking of tomorrow, so what's a day in the life like tomorrow for you guys?
Early and then very late. my staff and I will be in the office very early tomorrow morning, fielding those questions from municipal clerks and from our poll workers if anything comes up. And then we will be there all night until every election return is back in their office. So every municipality, all 34 of them, will be reporting to me. I'll be talking to them throughout the day and for sure at the end of the night, making sure we have those results on our website. And make sure everybody can see what's happening throughout the county. So I'll probably be in the office by 4:30 tomorrow in the morning, and then we'll be out of there by 10:30, but it wouldn't surprise me if it'll be later than that.
Appreciate you, appreciate the staff and everybody that does this and does this work year in and year out. We appreciate it so very much and trust it. So much, and are thankful for it. What are some of the key challenges for you and your staff when it comes to these things?
Sure. When it comes to elections, especially for the county clerk staff, because we're the in charge of developing those ballots and making sure that everybody has enough ballots, it's getting that crystal ball out and trying to figure out what is going to be the percentage turnout. Could I order 100% of every registered voter, every time for every election? Well, sure, but that seems like a big waste of money. In the February primary, we had about 11% turnout total. Well, ordering 100% turnout, kind of a waste. So I try to temper that a little bit and say, okay, what's going to be our turnout? And boy, I wish I knew. I'm kind of expecting we're going to be in the 50s to high 50s, if I were to guess. I got a little nervous last week, so I ordered some more ballots for some of our bigger municipalities just because of that in-person absentee that has been just very popular. Yeah. Not knowing whether that's going to mean a slowdown in Election Day people or if that's going to mean in addition to. So that's really the biggest challenge that my office sees. And then fielding lots of questions. You know, a lot of our municipal clerks are just part-time clerks. They have full-time jobs outside of their public service duties. Not used to dealing with stuff day in, day out like we are. So we field a lot of questions day, night, weekend, making sure that everybody has the information they need to ensure that we have a good election going forward.
Something that you and I, in the years that you and I have been doing this, have touched on quite a bit, and maybe I would say just as much as ever, but maybe more recently in recent elections and others, is transparency and the accountability in some of those things. We've addressed this so much that I feel like I could just pull up one of our last interviews to have you talk about this, but I know how important it is to you and your staff. How is that process going?
It goes very smoothly, to be honest with you. You know, we get those election results in on election night. My staff and I are looking at those results. You know, is there anything odd out there? Is one candidate getting all the votes and another candidate getting nothing? Okay. There are things that we watch for. Nothing is ever nefarious has ever happened, but we still watch for it just in case something goofy happens. But then we go through the process of certifying the election. So on Thursday in my office, we'll be canvassing all the results that come in from the municipalities on election night, making sure they're accurate, looking at any issues that came up at our polling places throughout the day. So it's all, again, all transparent. It's a public meeting. It's been noticed in the paper, on the website. So all this stuff is transparent. Every step of this process is very transparent. Like you and I have talked before, you know, when it comes to testing the machines that we use, that is all in public forum, in an open meeting that has been noticed. Everything that we do is in public, is geared towards that transparency. So we continue to improve on those processes each time. You know, we learn something each time, and we try to do better, and I think we have a really good running system in our county right now.
A couple of weeks back, I reached out to my old stomping grounds in Chicago, talking to some of the clerks in that area. I was curious of a big city approach to this, but I also, given the history of Chicago and politics, and we all understand that and know that and everything, I was curious where it was for them on that level. And it's interesting to me how, especially in that, in particular the city of Chicago, I'm not talking about all of Illinois politics, but in Chicago, because of the history there, they've gone so far the other direction of wanting to make sure that everything is legit. Everybody understands every little single detail. And on a major city level, we're talking about the third biggest city in our country.
Right.
And on that level, making sure that all of those individuals understand everything. And hey, everything's above and above. This ain't 1920 Chicago. This ain't, you know, some of that, and fighting against that. And in some ways, that past history has really helped the modern voter, the modern person out there, not only being able to trust their vote is counted and all these things, but understand the process a little bit more. One thing they didn't intend to do, but they've actually been able to create some empathy with this and some understanding of people like yourself and the people doing these jobs.
I'm truly blessed to be the county clerk in Wood County, because our citizens do understand that, you know, the municipal clerks, my office, we're there. We have nothing to hide. Any questions that come up, you know, my cell phone is out there to the public for everybody to use. We've seen that. But we've seen a big switch in how elections are administered, and even how the laws that administer those elections since really 2000. The Florida 2000, Hanging Chads, a lot of laws were put into place after that to correct some of those historical issues that came up. So keeping up on that, it's just a lot different than when I started working elections, you know, 30-some years ago already. So I think we've gotten better at it. And again, each election gets us just a little bit better and a little bit smoother and a little bit more transparent in getting that out there.
We are speaking with Trent Miner, Wood County Clerk, and getting ready for Election Day with an election update. And Trent, I was curious of a couple of other things as we go along here. Is there anything new from the last election that people need to know as far as being prepared, making sure that that checklist is all ready to go for tomorrow?
Now, just making sure, you know, nothing has changed in our state statute-wise as far as what is needed at the polling place. You know, make sure you have that photo ID there. State your name and address. Again, everything is above board, open. So really not much has changed from the November election, from the spring primary. We're kind of going with status quo right now. But certainly patience, we always, you know, try to instill, you know, just be patient. There may be lines tomorrow. I don't know. If there are, be patient with the poll workers. They're doing the best they can. But as far as what is needed, myvote.wi.gov gives you an outstanding, that's a great website to look up, and you can review your what's on the ballot for tomorrow in your location. You can review where your polling location is. All that is available on that website, so I would encourage everybody to take a look at that as well.
Is there anything consistent that you get asked this time of year as far as things that people wonder or want to know? Are there any headline questions? I'm looking at the same website you just mentioned there, myvote.wi. I do see some things here that are kind of your normal questions that we've touched on before and everything, but is there a consistent one as far as like what's on the ballot or tracking the ballot or some of those things?
I think the biggest question we get is what is on my ballot and where do I vote? Especially in municipalities, there, and I can't say that. For Wood County, we're talking Wisconsin Rapids and Marshfield are my large municipalities. In Chicago world, yeah, they're not so big, but they are big in Wood County. Mm-hmm. So where they vote in relationship to those cities, we certainly get a lot of questions in our office on that. And again, my vote is actually where we go. You know, if we get calls in our office about that, we head to my vote. Punch in their address, and we can tell them exactly where they need to vote. So that's kind of a common recurring question that we get in our office a lot. We do get some questions on referendum questions, you know, and our feelings on that. Again, my office doesn't give out our opinion on those types of things, but we can certainly get you some information that is put out there from the state of Wisconsin on the effects of a yes or no question. So we are more than happy to get that information out there.
And I know, especially in this day and age, but really it's always been this way that we make our vote and immediately want to know who won. And it's just not how it works. So as far as like looking for when to look for results or those kind of things, there's just no way to know right now with so many factors not understood, as you've heard from Trent throughout this interview. There's too many unknown factors to really know when to start looking for results or anything. And I don't mean in like the 24 hours after the vote. I mean, even the next week. It's going to be, you know, one of those things that we're going to have to wait and see.
Sure, absolutely. And I anticipate these, you know, the top of the ticket races, the state Supreme Court and the state public instruction, the superintendent of public instruction, those are going to be close races, very close races. Would I anticipate a recount? It wouldn't surprise me, to be honest. You know, I think they're going to be really, really close, and we may not know for a while on who the exact winner is. We're going to have a pretty good idea. I would say probably normal for the state of Wisconsin is going to be about 3-4 in the morning. We're going to get all those absentees counted in Milwaukee. For Wood County, I would anticipate we're going to have our results up probably by, if I were to guess, if everything goes well, by 10. You know, we should have our results up on the website so people know how Wood County voted. And especially in a lot of those municipalities where we have contested races for local, you know, for the local races. You know, we have some contests in the village of Port Edward, City of Rapids. We'll have those races up and ready to go hopefully by 10 or so, whenever we get those results from the municipalities.
Mm-hmm. And as far as what's on the ballot, you know, that's a question that comes up quite a bit, as you said there. We know that there are races going on. Are there any questions on the ballot this year?
There is. There is one statewide question having to do with photo ID and whether to make that a constitutional amendment instead of just a state statute. So that will be on your ballot. We have some school districts in the area that have some bonding and exceeding revenue questions. Auburndale and Nacoosa come to mind. City of Marshall has a question about hiring some firefighters. So we have those questions out there as well. And then, again, your local your local policy makers are up for election. So we see a lot of, you know, town chairmen and supervisors and city alders, all those are up for election this year. So a very active election year.
Trent, as we're going along here, we've got about 4 or 5 minutes left. One of the things that I wanted to ask if we had the time was the future of this position and what that, what you see might happen with it, or anything happen with it. I ask this in part because I grew up in a very political family, and one of the first things my grandfather taught me, or phrases I remember him using very often, was who watches the watchman, and how important it is to have people keeping an eye on this person, keeping an eye on this person, and literally every position in government and in process, going from the top to the bottom. So I feel that there's a very important place for this role, but I how it evolves or just stays the same is curious to me.
It has evolved, and I'll say it has evolved since I've taken office in 2017-2018. It has evolved. Certainly election administration is the top. I have a multitude of other duties besides the election administration. We talk about election administration, but my service to the county board and all the file keeping and record keeping that we take care of within our office is big. And we're a constitutional office. I mean, my office is dictated both in the Wisconsin Constitution and in state statutes. I answer to the electorate. I don't answer to the county board. So there's some freedom in that. And there's also, you know, there's a lot of people that watch over me. It's not just the 19 members of the county board. It's, you know, it's the 74,000 residents of Wood County. How this position will evolve, I think it's going to be more geared towards election administration. It's going to be in that training of our municipal clerks, the training of our poll workers to ensure that they're doing the best job that they can, that they understand the laws and the rules. I think it's getting more technical in nature. We used to send out to do all of our own coding, you know, to a company that we contract with. That's all coming in-house now. So it's getting more technical in nature. So the old adage that, oh, if you're an elected official, you don't have to come to work, doesn't hold true in the county clerk's office so well, because it is getting a lot more technical and, you know, a lot more technical in nature.
Yeah. Thank you. Great answer. Thank you for that. I appreciate it, Trent. As we're wrapping up here, is there anything you want to make sure that our listeners know, understand before they get ready to go ahead and help democracy ring tomorrow?
Absolutely. Be patient. Make sure you have your photo ID with you. Understand that the poll workers are doing the best job they know how to make sure that everybody gets in and gets out just as fast and as efficiently as possible, but that sometimes there are delays. So just hang in there. We're going to make sure that every vote, everybody that wants to vote is going to be able to vote that day, and we'll take her from there. We're looking forward to seeing what the results come up, and I'm anxious to see what the turnout's going to be.
I'd like to piggyback on what you were saying there. I mentioned this a lot of the time. You don't like the gas prices. You don't yell at the clerk. The clerk is not the one making the gas prices. They're just doing their job. Our election workers are volunteers. Mm-hmm. Are volunteers. They're there to try to help democracy keep moving here and help this machine keep on pace and everything. Be patient. Be kind. Treat them as you would want to be treated yourself. And understand that we're all on the same page here. Whether we may vote for different people or what have you, we all want this system to keep running and keep running smoothly. We all want a trusted system and one we can believe in and take pride in, and take pride in our community. We're all on the same page, and remembering that. We all make this thing work. We are neighbors. We are friends. We are family. We are a community. And regardless of who we vote for, we are all on the same page on this front, and showing that. And you know what? And if you get a chance, throwing a thank you in there to our election workers and volunteers. Doesn't hurt.
They would certainly appreciate that. And like, you know, I've said 100 times, but you know, if you're talking to these election workers and you're getting frustrated, you know, if you wouldn't say it to your mama, probably don't say it to the election worker. Let's just take a breath and understand that this is the process, and it used to be much, much longer and much worse. We've gotten more efficient as time has gone on. So be kind, but certainly get out and vote. We're looking forward to it.
And again, a big thank you to Mother Nature for working with us tomorrow. That'll be great. Hopefully that'll help the mood out there and everything too. Trent, if people do have follow follow-up questions, would like to know more from you, how can they reach you?
Sure. You certainly call my office at 715-421-8460. Reach out to me via email. My email address is out on the website, on the Wood County WoodCountyWI.gov website. And the election results will also be on that website as well, starting hopefully a little after 8 tomorrow.
Is that the site you would recommend for those results, is the Wood County website?
Absolutely. Yep. I have to post those there by state statute, actually. So, yeah, take a look. And on the left-hand side of the of our homepage, you'll see Wood County election results. Click on that, and boom, you'll see every election result in the county.
WoodCountyWI.gov is where you can find that, everybody. And, of course, keep in mind as well, you can find other information at our city's website. WIRapids.org also has a lot of information for you. But the website you should have bookmarked and ready to go whenever you need it, myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. Do yourself a favor. Go ahead and just double check and make sure that you're registered. You just never know. I know one year I thought I was good to go, and I just happened to check. I think it was the first year we were talking and doing this. I had to double check and everything. And, oh, it had my old residence and all this. And so thankfully, within 24 hours to spare, I got it all checked and ready to go. But we want you to be able to do that. Once you're ready to go ahead and enjoy tomorrow. I don't think we mentioned this nearly enough either, Trent. We're fortunate. We get to do this. Mm-hmm. Not every country, not every area gets to do something like this. Enjoy tomorrow. Be good to each other tomorrow. And let's help democracy ring. And hopefully we get to talk to Trent sooner than the next election. It's just it's a shame we only get to talk to her at this time of year.
You bet.
Thanks a lot, Trent. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. We are locally grown radio.